Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, September. It is difficult to believe that I am writing the second newsletter of session 2015 to 2016 already. Where has the month of September gone? No doubt the weeks have flown by because we have been so busy. Read on to find out what's been happening. P2B, P4 and P7 had the opportunity to be real scientists when they visited Garnet Hill Park along with their class teacher and Matt Keyes from OPO. Here they were, studying different aspects of biodiversity. A photographer from the Evening Times newspaper visited the school to take photographs of all the P1 children. The photographs will appear in the paper during the week beginning 5th October. This is well worth a look. The children all looked really smart in their school uniforms and smiled so sweetly for the camera. When we know which day Garnet Bank's P1 photographs will feature in the newspaper, we will send a text. P3 and P5 gave us real treating in presenting an assembly to celebrate harvest and Eid al-Adha. Thank you to both classes for reminding us what it is we celebrate at these times and why we do this. A big thank you is also due to everyone who made a donation to our harvest collection in aid of those who are less fortunate than ourselves. A huge amount of food will be donated to the East End charity with kids. Thank you to Miss Douglas and P3 for organising this. We were disappointed to learn that the planned refurbishment of the internal building is postponed until at least February 26th. This is because of a procurement problem with the windows. We will keep you up to date as soon as we know any more. Mrs. Morrison has been promised that she will be informed by Christmas whether the work will definitely go ahead in February or not. Because we have been expecting the work to begin about now, all after-school clubs have been cancelled to allow us to pack up and make moves. We will need to accommodate the work. However, now that we know that work is delayed, our program of after-school clubs will open up and be running again after the October holidays. Look out for letters coming home inviting your child to participate in after-school activities. Garnet Bank is a health-promoting school. We are grateful to Miss Hearn who leads us in our efforts to be health-promoting and who works closely with a health group to promote healthy lifestyles. As part of our health promotion, we encourage children to have healthy snacks and healthy packed lunches for those who are not having school meals. Please be mindful of when providing your child with snacks and packed lunches. Please only include crisps that are baked. Please do not include chocolate or fizzy drinks, water only, and please consider including a piece of fruit or vegetable sticks. I also wish to remind parents that some children in the school suffer from nut allergies. Under no circumstances should nuts be brought into school. Thank you for your cooperation with this matter. Mrs. Thompson works hard in our side garden and in the playground along with gardening club members to look after all the planters which enhance our environment. However, with limited time and resources, Mrs. Thompson has recently been feeling that the gardening work is becoming more maintained than creative, and so we have agreed that Mrs. Thompson and the gardening club will look after the side garden and that some classes will adopt a planter to nourish and cherish. We have already had willing parents to volunteer and to look after those planters that are unclaimed. We can look forward to colourful displays in our playground from next spring. Thank you to all our willing volunteers. As we go to print, we are looking for the two of our dedicated science days on 6th and 8th October, when each class will have science lessons from all the different teachers. Teachers will choose to deliver lessons from the various aspects of science and provide the children with two exciting days when they have an opportunity to be real scientists. Many of Glasgow's schools will be working as part of Glasgow's Improvement Challenge. Garnet Bank is one of these schools. We will be focusing on further improving the numeracy skills of pupils. In order to do that, Mrs. Actor will be out of class on a Wednesday and will be delivering model lessons in all other classes. Class teachers will then be expected to deliver Similar lessons on every day of the week as part of their teaching in numeracy and mathematics. Mrs. Kerr will teach Miss Acton's class on a Wednesday, while she fulfills her role as Challenge Leader of Learning. This is an exciting new initiative and way of working, and we are looking forward to children reaping the benefits. Open afternoon when you are invited to come to school to see your children at work on Thursday, 1st October at 12 p.m. October School Week Holiday, Monday 12th to Friday, 16th October.